This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about healing. We're bringing you our very first lesson from healing school, and we are concentrating on the fact that God works through His Word. God watches over His Word to perform it. For the next 4 weeks in healing school, we talked about the fact that the Word of God is the only basis for faith, and anything apart from the Word of God may well be a basis for unbelief. We have an awful lot of unbelief today, and it stems from the fact that we are not abiding in the Word of God. We are not attending to the Word of God. We are not contending for the Word of God. So much of what is preached today is, give me a better marriage, give me more money, give me, give me, give me, give me, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. Well, God wants to give you healing, but He also wants you to take healing to everybody else. We're trying to show you, and we are showing you, and anyone with an open mind after coming to this healing school will know that they know that they know God heals today, that God will heal them, and they can take that healing message to others. God works through His Word. And His Word says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. His Word says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. It says they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The church doesn't believe that, so the church doesn't see it. The church believes what they see instead of what God says. And when we begin to believe what God says, we'll see what God says. And the Bible says He sent His Word and healed them. That's in the Old Testament. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What God did for one, He'll do for you, and He'll do it the same way. And of course, we know that Jesus is the Word. Jesus, in the beginning, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God heals primarily through His Word. Yes, God does heal through gifts of the Spirit, and we will talk about that. But the gifts of the Spirit, you can't count on those being in manifestation, because the Bible says they're as the Holy Spirit wills. They're not as you will, but the Word of God, no Word of God is void of power. It's a seed. You plant it, and it'll grow, and it'll produce according to its kind. It'll produce exactly what it says and what it promises. So the Word of God is the key to receiving healing from God. God works through His Word. Now let's turn over to Romans chapter 10. Everything that God does could be lumped up, as Dr. Schofield said, and as the Greek words agree, in the word salvation. Everything, including healing. We do a great disservice when we only limit it to being born again. Now, certainly that's the most important thing, thank God. But, you know, we need some things here, too, in life. I was visiting with a fellow the other day. It was kind of funny. He laughed. I was getting a car worked on, and this fellow was sitting there, and he was telling me all of his aches and pains, and I just couldn't believe it. He's telling me that he spends $800 to $900 a month on medicine. Now, I've never spent that much in my life on medicine. He takes two kinds of insulin. Yeah, the funny part is, he said, I was visiting with a guy the other day, and he was asking me if I remembered some event, and I said, no, I didn't remember that. He said, well, we're almost the same age. And the guy said, yeah, I agreed. We must be about the same age. And The guy said, well, I'm 84. The other guy said, well, I'm 68. He said, well, you've lived a hard life. He's still living a hard life. And I talked to him a little bit about healing, but he wasn't ready. And God wants us to be free. You're not free spending. I mean, that's more than I paid for my house payment, $800 a month. You know, and you can blame this one and that one, but just let's get healed. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they be saved. Now, we know what that word entails. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. We understand that he's saying that once you're born again, you are declared the righteousness of God in Christ. It's imputed to us. It's not anything that we've done. It's given to us. We're declared righteous, not guilty. It's the blessing of Abraham. Abraham received righteousness. It says, for they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this wise. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. What does it say? It says the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. Notice in your mouth first. That's how you get it in your heart. You meditate on it. You know, Joshua 1:8, the Lord told Joshua, he said, the book of this law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night that you may observe to do it. And the Hebrew word for meditate is hagah, and it means to say it to yourself. He said, if you'll meditate on the word of God, you'll get it in your heart, and then you'll be able to do it. You'll be a doer of the word. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth, here's the word of faith, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And again, I'll just give you the Thayer's Greek dictionary definition of that word. Saved means to save, keep safe, and to sound a rescue from danger or destruction. To save a suffering one from perishing, i.e. one suffering from disease, to make well, heal, restore to health. Everything God does, he does it the same way. He sends his word, you believe it, and you receive it. That word is translated save, it's translated make whole, it's translated heal, and it's translated be whole. The principle is verse 10, for with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Now, we've looked at the meaning of that word saved. Now, he's talking here in context about Israel being born again. But we know the word saved also includes healing. So I just want to read this portion of Scripture to you again and insert the word healing there, since we're talking about healing. So Romans 10:1 says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be healed. For I bear them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's healing, you see, righteousness comes from salvation, and going about to establish their own healing, have not submitted themselves to the healing of God. For Christ is the end of the law for healing to everyone that believes. You know, there was healing in the Old Covenant, but there's not healing in the Old Covenant anymore, because the old covenant is gone. But there's healing in the new covenant. We have a better covenant. And if it did not include healing, it wouldn't be better. Romans 10:5. For Moses describes the healing which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the healing which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. There's lots of people that think Christ has to come down and heal him. He doesn't have to come down to do anything. He's already done it. Amen? Whatever he's done it. And the next time he comes, He's coming for you if you're saved, or he's coming against you at the Battle of Armageddon. He doesn't have to come down here. He's already done it. Says, what does it say, the word of faith? It says, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. What if it's not in your mouth and in your heart? Well, you have to put it there. God does not put the word of God in your mouth. You have to do that. You have to plant the seed. I often keep a pack of seeds up here. Beautiful picture on the cover. I've never had any harvest from sitting here in my pulpit. It's never grown. Seed's alive, but you got to plant it. You got to put the word in your mouth and in your heart. If you confess with your mouth, and we're talking about healing now, so if you confess with your mouth, by his stripes I'm healed. Or some other scripture, such as, Jesus took my sicknesses and bore my diseases. And shall believe in your heart that you are healed, you shall be healed. I'm the same age as that guy who the guy thought he was 84. I told him that. I said, well, you know, I'm 68. I don't take any medicine. And I said, but I know the secret. He wasn't ready to receive the secret. Anytime I have a pain, I never ask, what is that pain? Never. I always say, by his stripes I'm healed. I never question why I have a pain. I never begin to imagine what it is. That's the way you get it. You begin to think about it. You begin to open the door to it. I never do that. I always say, by his stripes I'm healed. Instantly, I close the door and continue in his word, and his word makes me free. That if you'll confess with your mouth, by his stripes I'm healed, and shall believe in your heart that you are healed, you shall be healed. It's all the same. It's all the same. For with the heart man believes unto healing. God is a faith God. He works by faith.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our first Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And he does it through his word and through his spirit and through you, the body of Christ.